questions about political pressure within the Justice Department are spilling over beyond the dismissal of eight U.S. attorneys and into other cases. One of those cases comes from New Hampshire. On Election Day morning 2002, New Hampshire Republicans jammed phone lines to block Democratic voters calling for rides to the polls. More than 2 years later, the New England coordinator for the Republican National Committee was charged with a felony and convicted. That conviction was overturned on appeal last week. NPR's Peter Overby reports now that Democrats allege Justice Department officials slowed down the investigation.
The phone jamming case has been a big deal in New Hampshire for nearly 5 years now. Through three guilty pleas, a criminal trial, and a civil suit, the Republican defendants have lost each time. And that led Hillary Clinton to bring up the subject earlier this month in a speech to state Democrats.
You know, the Republicans did make a little bit out of the fact that I said there was a vast right-wing conspiracy. Well, now we have three lawyers who've actually proven it in court. And I find that extremely reassuring and helpful. Thank you all very, very much.
The phone jamming scheme went like this. In 2002, the state Republican director thought up the idea. He talked to James Tobin, the regional coordinator for the Republican National Committee. Tobin put him in touch with a GOP consultant who lined up a phone bank to make the calls. The New Hampshire Republican chairman canceled the operation after about 1,800 calls were made, but Democrats say it may have affected some down-ballot contests. The state director, the consultant, and the phone bank owner all pleaded guilty in federal court. Steve Dupree, a former GOP state chairman, says nobody really defends what happened, but the Democrats are trying to milk it.
It was harebrained, it was criminal, but it was a local offense. You know, that's what all the evidence and all the trials showed. And the only connection whatsoever to anything out of New Hampshire was that the political operative for the Republican National Committee put the state person in charge with in touch with a vendor.
But Democrats point to this. Tobin was a top-tier fundraiser for the Bush-Cheney re-election campaign and the regional chairman for New England as well. Democrats allege that the Justice Department had enough information to indict Tobin in 2003, but waited till December 2004, right after the presidential election. They also say that delays by Justice froze action on the Democrats' civil suit in state court. Former state Democratic Chair Kathy Sullivan says it all smacks of high-level national politicians interfering with law enforcement.
That, to me, smells, to be blunt about it. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at. I think someone needs to answer the question as to why Tobin was not indicted until after the election.
Now Sullivan is asking for a congressional inquiry. She sent two detailed letters, one to Vermont's Patrick Leahy, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the other to a new congressman from New Hampshire, Paul Hodes.
I mean, I'm a former prosecutor.
Hodes says that when he handled high-profile cases, he often consulted with the state attorney general. But he sees a difference here.
This seems to be, according to the allegations made, on a totally different order. If, in fact, every decision that was made was directed by the attorney general.
Meanwhile, a federal appeals court last week overturned Tobin's conviction. But that doesn't mean he's off the hook. The court wrote that a crime was committed and Tobin was involved. The questions are, did he commit a crime? Did justice charge him with the proper crime? Should prosecutors have offered different instructions for the jury? And will justice try again? A department spokesman said there's been no decision yet on that. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.